Hello, everyone. I'm Sarah, and you're listening to WGLZ, where we are a college radio, and we are passionately vocal. So let's begin. Do you believe in the paranormal? If you do, have you ever had a paranormal experience? Well, I, for one, have a huge fascination with it. For example, my favorite TV show is Supernatural. But we aren't going to talk about a TV show. We're going to be talking about one of my personal paranormal experiences. So here's a story on how I was touched by a ghost in the West Virginia Penitentiary in Moundsville, West Virginia. Let's go back to October of 2020, where the penitentiary has Halloween tours going on every year. My friend and I have been wanting to go back there ever since we went in 8th grade for a field trip. We finally bought tickets and went. The tour we did was the North Walk, which is only available in the Halloween season. The 45-minute tour takes you to the boiler room, psych ward, infirmary, and North Hall cell block. Before I tell you my story, I'm going to talk about why this place is haunted, or said to be haunted, and why it's considered the most haunted. Well, for starters, there were hangings, several executions, and murders on the ground. At one point, it was even deemed as the most violent prison in the USA. The penitentiary opened up in 1876, and it all started good. However, over time, and as time passed, it became crowded. And most of the violence happening in the Sugar Shack. But we aren't going to talk about that today. Over the years, 988 men have died that are known. 36 were homicides and 94 were executions. Another reason the place is considered haunted was because it was built on top of the Adena Native American tribe's sacred burial ground. The place essentially closed for terrible conditioning, overcrowding, and in 1886, when the West Virginia Supreme Court ruled that the prisoner sharing a 5x7 cell was cruel and unusual punishment, and then it essentially closed 9 years later in 1995. Okay, now you get the gist of the place. Now here's my story. It takes place in the North Hall, one of the most active areas for the paranormal activity. It's where the most violent prisoners were held, one of them being William Snyder, also known as Red. There's a lot about him that I'm not going to talk about, just know he wasn't a good person. Anyway, you're probably wondering why I'm bringing him up. Well, like I said, I was in the North Hall, where his cell was, and where he died. So I was standing in the back because I already walked around, checked things out, and now I'm just listening to the tour guide at this point. I should say we were in a group of probably 8 people or so. My friend and I separated while she was still checking out the area, but I didn't realize that. And for some reason, I swore my friend was standing behind me because I felt someone, something touch my shoulder, like hair, yeah. And felt like someone was behind me watching me. It felt like a presence. You probably have had that feeling before. I didn't think much of it, and all the other group members were in front of me or also checking out the area. I finally turned on my phone flashlight and turned around to see if anyone was actually there, since I saw my friend up front. When I turned around, there was nothing there besides a wall. Now, I've had paranormal experiences before, but I've never physically been touched, so I was a little spooked, but also, like, excited, I guess you could say, since I love this stuff. After that, I waited for the tour guide to stop talking, walked up to my friend, and I was like, I swear you were behind me because I felt someone touch me. And I can't remember what exactly she said, but I believe it was on the line of, no, I was up here. So, that is one of my paranormal experiences. So, I ask you again, do you believe in the paranormal?